Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, Saturday. Last big Saturday for college football. I mean, there'll be other games, but not as many games on the schedule. And, of course, the pros winding down. And here to talk about the football, as always on Saturday, is Mark Lawrence. Mark, good morning, and how are you this fine morning?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. I hope your Thanksgiving was as nice as mine.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's real good, and really a big week for college football. It's rivalry week, if you will. I've never seen so many rivalry games on one weekend as we have this week.
Well, that's a good thing. All right.
Yes,
so, all right, who do you like in college? Let's start.
I'm going to use a theory we've used that's done real well this year, and we're fading favorites that have got outyarded their last three football games in a row. We call these leaking oil favorites. First is going to be Rutgers getting 1.5 against Maryland. 5-6 Rutgers playing to become bowl eligible here today. And if you take a look at what they've done, these two teams here, Rutgers is +6 in net turnovers this year. Maryland's -9. That's a big 15 game net in turnovers to Rutgers in the football game.
Yep.
And you've got Maryland here. They've been 1-6 in the stats. Their last seven games have been outyarded here. Just a bad football team. They allow 34 points a game. Rutgers +1.5. I think they win this game and become a bowl team this year.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be the same thing. Another 5-6 team looking to become bowl eligible with a win here. It'll be Middle Tennessee State taking 3.5 against Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic comes in. They've been outyarded each of their last four football games in a row. And in fact, they've lost the money their last four games in a row here as well. And you've got in Middle Tennessee State 59 yards, the better defense to this team, but they're also 6-1 to the spread in last home games. They close out real well at home in final home games. Middle Tennessee +3.5. I think they also become bowl eligible with the win today.
All right, you've seen the move on Penn State. It's up to 4.5. Apparently, Michigan State's lost a lot of starters to the flu and a lot of players on the team. Do you have trouble getting involved in a game like that when it's that much of a variable?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, if you like a side in the game, which we did, we like Penn State in the side in the football game pretty good. But that game was in a win situation. Now it's pushing beyond a win situation. But I still cannot get to Michigan State because of the situation. Number one, you know, they're not healthy. Number two, I don't know what frame of mind this football team is in. They were absolutely destroyed in the worst of possible ways last week against Ohio State. I don't know what their mindset could possibly even be here. So put a gun to my head, I would still lean Penn State in the football game.
All right, let me just give you, here at the Borgata Sportsbook, somebody put $220,000 on Notre Dame -20.5. That's a big number, so I don't know if you even like that side. Would you like that side?
Well, I don't. I mean, it's not that I like the other side. I don't think
right.
The Dame, you can't lay 20 points with the Irish offense, and you never know what you're going to get with it. But
right.
Obviously, you know, there's a reason to do just this. They're inching closer, we hope not, to become the college football playoff party. And I think if they did just that, everybody would turn sour. Bottom line here, though, is I can't back them laying 20 points in a football game, not with this offense.
All right, and $220,000 on Wyoming. Do you like that against Hawaii?
Now, there's a football team that I like, and I like that game, yes. This Wyoming defense is very sneaky good. I mean, very, very good sneaky good. And you've got Hawaii coming from the main island up into the mountains in Wyoming, which is a real difficult thing to do altitude-wise, especially at this time of the football season here. And Hawaii comes off that big home win the last football game they played. I think this is a good spot for Wyoming in the football game, and I agree with that move.
Okay, BYU minus 7. Somebody put $100,000 on that against USC.
I can't do that. I mean, USC was really, really red-faced embarrassed last week against UCLA, and probably because they don't have the talent or whatever's going on with the program, with the
right.
coaching situation. But it's still BYU playing a Pac-12 game, and they've been good in Pac-12 games as underdogs. They have not been good as favorites, and I can't lay 7 points to a red-faced Southern Cal football team.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
We're going to look for a couple of NFL football teams that are going to be the shot-in-the-arm dogs here. These are two dogs that are off straight-up underdog wins, and their opponents are coming off big, fat 20-point wins. I think these dogs are live in these games. The first is the Indianapolis Colts getting three against Tampa Bay. The Colts have dominated the series. They've won the money five of the six last games they played in the series here. And you got Tampa Bay off this Monday night win, and I'll throw this out there, defending Super Bowl champions after Monday night games when they had the spotlight on them, do not do well the very following game. 1-7 to the spread when they come off that Monday night win and cover are those teams. I think Indianapolis plus the three. I think they're a real under-the-radar team right now are the Colts.
All right, who else?
The other guy's going to be Minnesota Vikings, also taking three from San Francisco. Frisco begins to look like they're coming alive here of late as well, but they're coming off this big 20-point win over Jacksonville. And if you take a look, they're still just 2-9 their last 11 home games, San Francisco is. And Mike Zimmer plays really, really well against the NFC West. He's 12-5 to the number the last 17 games. I think Minnesota plus the three also gets the money in this game.
All right, and we got to take a look at the Eagles, obviously. Laying points on the road, 3.5. Do you like a side there?
Well, yeah, I think what gets me to the Giants in the football game is the half that you mentioned. 3.5 is a key number in the NFL. And you've also got a lot of love for Philadelphia right now, not only in town but also in Vegas. They're starting to get a lot of respect, the Eagles are, because of what they're doing. The thing I don't like to the situation is Joe Judge has really played well for the Giants in division games. He's 6-2 to the spread in his 8 division games. You got a 3.5-point home dog here. I've got to take the points with the Giants.
Okay. Any total you like? Is there a total?
Yeah, I'm going to get to the Atlanta-Jacksonville game under 45.5. And I love this play, and the reason I do is this. What you've got in Urban Meyer is a tragic mistake of him becoming a National Football League head coach. He's completely put the handcuffs on Trevor Lawrence this football season here. He dinks and he dunks, and he doesn't let the kid play what Trevor Lawrence can do. They've gone under 8 of their last 9 games. Trevor Lawrence is 34th ranked in the league in yards per pass. It's ridiculous. I like Atlanta and Jacksonville. Besides, Jacksonville hasn't scored more than 20 points in a game this year. I'm going to play them under 45.5 against the Falcons.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, it's 800-321-7777 on the Internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I will do that, Howard. Enjoy the games. Be well and stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Mark Lawrence. So he does not like the Eagles, and I can understand that. All right. Let's take some calls and run through. Make it quick, but I want to get to your worst season by an athlete in the last 25 years. Go ahead. Who is that? Pat, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you? Do you want my worst athlete or season by that, or do you want me to ask my question?
Well, I make the question really quick.
With the Sixers and Joel Embiid, do you think the Sixers would be forthcoming if they were to sneak in that surgery on the knee?
Would they be forthcoming? No, but somehow you can't lie about COVID. So I don't know what you can't. If he's on the COVID list, he's on the COVID list. So you can't lie about that. And I find it hard with elective surgery to be able to get surgery with a guy with COVID. Now, you could do it in the last week, but that's not enough time to rehab. So if they did that, I don't know what hospital he went into, but I would not be a fan of that hospital if he went in there for elective surgery with COVID. So, but yeah, I don't think the Sixers are forthcoming with anything. And, you know, it's just, it's like most pro teams. All right, who's your worst season for an athlete?
I'm going to go with Deshaun Kizer, 2017 Browns. He played 15 games and had an awful season of 11 touchdowns and 22 interceptions and a QB rating of 60.
Well, that's pretty bad, but that's so obscure. But we'll see. We'll put you in the mix. I don't know that it'll win. Joe, your worst, make it the Phillies point in 15 seconds.
Worst was Aaron Nola this past season. And Dombrowski is handcuffed by contact and McPhail's failures. I know
he's not handcuffed anymore. Nola's you're in there with Nola, but I wouldn't think Nola would be the guy. But he's not handcuffed. He can do what he wants. But there's the Phillies have a problem because of all the bad things that happened over the last 5 years. Tommy, you're on WIP.
Quick question on the Flyers. Are they a 500 team or something more?
I think they might be a little bit more.
Okay.
Got some good young players.
Yeah, worst season, not too far ago. Chris Davis, the Orioles, 525 at-bats. He got 79 hits. Former MVP candidate in baseball.
Yeah,
worst season ever offensively for a player.
You know what? That's a good one. I think he juiced up when he was almost the MVP. Wasn't he?
He was hitting 50 home runs a couple of years.
I know. How did that happen? You're right. Chris Davis
Horrible.
Is actually – and what year was that? Do you remember what year that
2018.
Was?
2018.
2000. Yeah, it was recent. All right. Hey, Tommy, you're in the mix. You're in the mix, Thanks. Brother. All right. Take care. All right. And Alex.
How's
quick
it going?
Point about – good. Quick point. It's always great for me. Quick point. I'm at the Borgata. How can it be bad? Quick point on the Phillies, and then we'll get to your worst.
Okay, Howard. Always good talking to you.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, and I heard the Mets got Starling Marte.
Yeah, they gave him 4 years. That's too much. But, they went and spent the money. They got three free agents already in this last few days.
I think after seeing that, I think we need to get Schwarber and Bryant, possibly Taylor. They give you backup at third. They give you backup at short.
They're not going to sign multiple big guys. But Schwarber would be a good signing for the Phillies. I agree with that.
I think, you don't think they have a chance for Bryant?
I don't know that they have a chance, but it's going to be a lot of money. How many – you can't just sign free agents. You got to develop a system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get, and they still got to get bullpen help. Now,
I think
Bryant is a long shot.
Kimbrell.
Kimbrell's done. I'm done with Kimbrell. You know, he signed a contract with the Cubs? Was he signed a and he, for 2 years he was a stiff, and then all of a sudden in his contract year, all of a sudden he became better.
What about Hader?
I'd love to get him. Is he a free agent?
I believe so.
Yeah, well, if he's a free agent, I would love to get. They need a back end of the bullpen guy. There's no
question. Or Jansen.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I don't want Jansen. I don't like Jansen.
But you do think Schwarber would be
I think
a good
Schwarber
pick?
Would be good, yes. All right, who is your worst athlete?
Definitely Hoskins at the end of 2020.
Yeah, but you can't take just the end. He had 20-some home runs this year, right?
He's great this year, but I had said initially Gregorius, but they said it was already picked.
You know, I don't know that. Yeah, it was. You know, I don't know about Hoskins, but I appreciate it. All right, it's millennial time. Dan Wilson back at the studio. Bill Matz here. All right, who have you guys come up with? One and two.
I think we're going Carson Wentz number one and Didi Gregorius number two.
Carson Wentz, and what year was that? Was that the last year?
Literally last year, yeah.
Okay, Carson Wentz won, and who was that? Who was the winner there?
Our winner was Al.
Al, okay. And who was Didi Gregorius?
John said Didi.
All right. I'll defer to you guys. Didi, what a horrible, horrible signing by the Phillies. What a horrible signing.
Got one more year of him.
Can you imagine that? They got to get rid of him and just pay at least half a salary. Just get rid of him. I mean, bring up anybody from the minor leagues. Bring up an A-ball
Bryson
player.
Stott's coming, yeah.
Well, I don't think he's going to be ready until the middle of the year, but Bastard will be here, and they got to get rid of DD. All right, so Al, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Six terrific locations. Catering is a must when if you're going to have some kind of function or party or whatever or family get-together. It is, since I had it this Thanksgiving 2 years in a row, great. Six stores are great. The Wayne store is great. Check it all out at thebruno.com. And second place goes to John, $50 gift certificate, and it's a great gift for Christmas. Joe's and Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Now with three locations, they're in Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City, at the Lowe's Hotel. It's really a beautiful salon and spa, really beautiful. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards. And that's the big thing, gift cards this weekend. I think they're having a sale, I'm almost positive, at Joseph Anthony. And you will not go wrong with Joseph Anthony gift cards for the holidays. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Dan Wilson was back at the studio. Kyle Quinn's listening because he can't stay away from us. Bill Matz, another bang-up job here at the Borgata. And thanks, as always, to the Borgata. It's the place. It is the place. And if you're betting whatever your number is, they'll take your bet. So remember that. Glenn and Ray are next on this Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow, Eagles football, Merrill, Mike, myself, we'll be up there. And I can't tell. It's like borderline cold, but whatever. Another big game for the Eagles. And the pregame show obviously starts at 10 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend. And thanks for listening. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.